Very much so, actually, yeah. I mean, a lot of that came from living away for so long. But, yes, Leeds is a big passion of mine, particularly Leeds history. And I think there's a lot we can learn about the present from the past.
When you say about the historic parts of Leeds, I know that recently you started to write a series of... Were they short stories or blog updates that you were doing about the city, and then you've decided to collate them into a book, Leeds, the Biography?
Well, it was a series of short stories originally just written to go on my website. I do blog about the history as well for Leeds Big Bookend Festival. But these are all stories that are... Well, they take place between 300 AD and 1963, and they're all based on little bits of facts or folk tales, something like that. So they're about the people more than anything else, because history is much more than dates and events. It's the people who were there, and everyone who's come to Leeds or was born and raised in Leeds has shaped the city in some small way.
Chris, looking at the books that you've written, is it a case that you always wanted to be an author, or have the people of Leeds inspired you to become one?
Well, I've made a living writing for the last 20-odd years, actually. I've written a lot of non-fiction and a lot of music journalism, and I still do some music journalism. I've always written fiction, but it's just in the last few years that someone's wanted to publish it. And I think it's once I started writing about Leeds that I sort of really found my voice and my passion in fiction.
Now, you mentioned, Chris, that your time away was actually what really inspired you to go back and look at the history of Leeds. Now, I know that some of your books, if I remember right, are based actually in Seattle. Am I right
with
that?
Yeah, there are two that take place there.
And was that because you were maybe over on the U.S. West Coast?
I did live there for 20 years. I lived 10 years before that in the Midwest. But these were written after I moved back. They were written in the last 4 years. So I think you need a perspective of distance and maybe of geography to be able to view things properly. And maybe that's why I can write about Leeds, because I had lived away from it. I could see it better. I mean, when I was 18, I couldn't wait to get away from here. You know, it seemed very provincial to me. But I've been back here a couple of years now, and I'm happier here than I ever was. I will come back regularly to see my parents, but again, I was a bit more of an outsider then. So I could see it with other eyes. And once I started reading about the history, I knew it was right, because I'd grown up here. I feel the place in my bones the way I couldn't feel anywhere else.
When you were away, what were the things you actually missed? Was there a particular part of the city or a particular, I don't know what it might have been, fish and chips? Or what was it that you really, really missed, that one thing?
Oh, it's more, I think, the history in a way, which is odd because York, for instance, has so much more history. But that sense of belonging, of rootedness. My family's been here for about 200 years and moved down here from Malton. And there are still houses where my great-grandfather lived. And one of my great-grandfathers ran a pub called the Victoria at the bottom of Roundy Road, which is not a pub anymore, but the building's still standing. So it's a place where I can quite literally touch my roots. And I think that's important. And the other thing was, back then, we did have over in Seattle, they did open an English pub. So back in the mid-90s, Leeds United were on fairly regularly. So I did used to be able to go down and see them, and I'd catch a game when I was home as well.